Speaking of combat sports, we're joined right now by the WBC interim lightweight champion, 15-time national champ as an amateur. He was the Youth World's 2016 gold medal winner. He's undefeated, 21-0, 18 by KO. He defeated Luke Campbell by TKO on Saturday night. He is Ryan Garcia. Ryan, great to have you on the show. Ryan, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be on the show, and I thank you guys for having me. And yeah, I'm excited. Let's do this.
Let's do this. My man, I've been looking forward to it. It's great to have you on the show. Ryan, I appreciate you and the way you go about your business. Let me talk first about that win over Luke Campbell Saturday night. Campbell was an Olympic gold medalist. He was regarded as the toughest challenger of your career so far. So before we get into how that fight ended, can you take me back? What kind of thoughts and emotions did you have in the hours leading up to that fight?
There was a lot of things that go through your mind before a fight, but specifically for a big moment in my career, there was a lot of things up and down with emotion, a lot of doubts, a lot of things trying to creep in my mind, but I fought through it, and I positioned myself to get in there calmly, and, you know, I went out there and did my thing.
Ryan Garcia, my guest. So what about the doubts? For instance, you know, you're a really competent guy. You're a really confident guy. What kind of doubts were you having going into it?
Man, there's a million things. Can I really do this? Is this my moment, or have I jumped into something too quick? I mean, there's just every thought you could think of to come to my mind, negative, did. But like I said, you got to battle through the mind just as much as you have to battle through physically.
I respect that. That's a really candid response. So you have these thoughts, and then the fight starts, and then in the second round, he catches you with a left hook that knocks you down. Just so people know, how many times had you ever been knocked down in your career to that point, and then what was going through your moment when it or your mind when it happened?
I've never been dropped, ever. I mean, that was just an experience that obviously shocked me, but it didn't hurt. It was just... If people say you see black, I seen white when I got knocked down. It was like a little quick, you know, boop. I was down, got up, was a little dizzy, but, you know, I knew that I was in control of this fight, and I knew that if I kept on pushing forward, doing what I was doing, that my determination, my will is going to do it for me. Luke Campbell's a great fighter, though, and he's somebody that I respect deeply. He came to fight. He was in the best shape of his life, and I know he wanted to win more than anything. So, yeah, that moment was a shock, but I think it was needed.
Talking to Ryan Garcia, you know what's amazing is a lot of young fighters, and to your point, like that had never happened before. And until it happens, you never know how you're going to react to it. And yet that's happening to you on the biggest of all stages. Some guys fall apart when it happens. You jump right back up. You got right back into the fight. How were you able to do that and process that as quickly as you did?
Like I said, it was just... it was a moment that I don't know if it's correct, but it felt like it was meant to be. And because, like I said, it was such a shock to me. I lost concentration for a split second. Like I my ankle out of nowhere before I go in the fight started tweaking a little bit. And I was like, that's a little weird, but whatever, I'm going to ignore it. Then when I get in the ring, I start thinking about it for a split second. It crosses my mind. And when I look up, I get dropped. So my initial thing was, okay, I'm going to get up. I got up, and I was like, okay, I got dropped. That's what I said to myself. I got dropped, and I was like, but I wasn't losing this fight. I wasn't losing the fight. I'm going to go forward. I got him. Like, and I think Luke, everybody had a question, like, why didn't Luke jump on you? He knew not to jump on me. In the ring, you know things that people don't see on the outside because you're in there. So Luke knew that, oh, if I tried to jump on him, he might catch me. So, yeah, I just had that knowing of I wasn't losing the fight.
Talking to Ryan Garcia, that's a great explanation. He's the WBC interim lightweight champion. Then in the seventh, you finish him off with an unbelievable body shot. Can you take me through the moments leading up to that shot, and then what did it feel like to drop him with that shot?
It felt so... unreal, surreal. I couldn't believe it. I said to myself, like, wow, I knew it was going to be a body shot. I've always thought it was going to be a body shot. Was it the body shot? And then when I seen him go down on two knees and he's just gasping for air, I said to myself, wow, I did it. It happened, and I just went crazy with emotion. All my, the most realest emotions I could have had in my life. I mean, Mom. I'm sorry, my mom was.
It's moms. It's cool, man. Respect to moms.
I love my mom. But, yeah, so it was the most truest form of emotion after that body shot that you could ever experience. That's what people seen in that celebration after I dropped them.
Ryan Garcia is joining us. Ryan, this is such a good conversation, man. Don't ever, ever change. We're not done yet, but I just want to make the point mid-conversation. It's so good that you're able to kind of, you can relate these things to listeners and to fans of what it's like to be a fighter, what it's like to be a gladiator. Take us through these moments. I think you made such a statement. Saturday, you tweeted, quote, "You are not what they say you are. You are who you choose to be." End of tweet. Yeah. I love that mindset. Where does that approach come from, and what does that mean to you exactly?
Well, my whole life, a lot of kids would look at me and tell me that, one, I don't look like a boxer. Two, I'm some type of weak guy. You know, that's the impression they would put on me. And it's just things I've seen in my life where I notice people will make you feel like there's no way you can accomplish what you want. And, you know, whether it be your mom, your teacher saying, oh, don't go for the dream of being an NBA player, that's too far out, or don't, you know, or you won't graduate, or your parents telling you you're a bum or because you want to chase a music career. To me, it's like, I've always had that feeling where they said, you can't be a boxer. Look at you. You're weak. You're this. You're that. And it was just a feeling in my heart to say, you're not what people say you are. It's who you choose to be. And I chose to be a fighter. I chose to be a champion. I chose to strengthen myself. So, you know, that's what I wanted to put out there.
I like it. Ryan Garcia joining us for a few more moments. You've also made it pretty clear you want Tank Davis. You want to fight Tank Davis. Why do you want to fight him, and do you think that he wants to fight you as badly as you want to fight him?
Because that's what the people want. That's what, you know, that's my story, and that's just what I feel and I know. So second round knockout, don't be surprised when I knock him out cold second round in the second minute, and that's a promise. You'll see it, and when it happens, just know that it was said long before it happened.
It's on record. Hey, Ryan, before you go, like from where I'm sitting, I know it's one day at a time. I know it's one fight at a time. But to me, as I'm looking at you and the way you approach this and the way you're performing, I'm thinking about maybe the next 10 years. For instance, you've got a serious, serious following on social media. You're a hell of a fighter. You've got a lot of that it. You've got that megastar potential. Boxing's always looking for the next big star. Do you feel like you might be that guy? And what would that mean to you?
That would mean a lot. It would be something that I would be honored to be, I guess, the leader of boxing one day. But I plan to only be here for until I'm 26 years old. So once I'm done with my career and things that I want to do and the fighters I want to fight, I plan on to venture out into something else.
Hey, Ryan, is that the plan? Are you looking to fight maybe 4 or 5 more years and then get out? Is that your plan?
Yeah, that's my plan.
How come?
It's just in my heart. Once I do what I have to do, I plan to get out and take on a different type of battle.
What do you think that'll be?
Well, you see what the world's happening to the world right now. And I think good needs to be spread and, you know, positivity and love needs to be spread out. So I don't know what that's going to be. Pretty much, what, 4 or 5 more years away. So, yeah, I don't know what that will be, but I know that I'm not going to be in here for that long.
So one final thought about that, Ryan. You're a young guy with a lot on your plate, but you have a great following. You've got this great platform. Do you think that maybe you can focus on both those things at once? Can you be a world champion and then focus on the world around you and what concerns you and try to make that difference right now?
Yes, most definitely. It's time. As you see, there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of hate, and especially in this country. And I just want to make things more clear for people. And hopefully we can all come together as a unity for this country and trying to make it a better place. As you see, what you put out is what you inspire. And that is, if you inspire hate, hate will come about. But if you inspire with love and true form of passion, that will be inspired as well. So I plan on to try to do both.
He is the WBC interim lightweight champ. He is coming off a big win over Luke Campbell. TKO on Saturday night, still undefeated, 21-0. Ryan Garcia, my man, lived up to all the hype, both in and outside the ring. Great to have you on, Ryan. Make sure you and I do that again soon.
Yeah, definitely. God bless.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you, Ryan. Good job. Ryan Garcia, lots of it. Lots of charisma. Lots of it. And I love the mindset. I could have gone on for another half hour with him. He's really interesting. But what I thought was interesting, when I said that, never mind the next fight, I'm thinking about the next 10 years for you. And he said, yeah, I think I'm going to get out of this when I'm 26. So 4 years or 5 years from right now.